Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. Over 200 Limestone Coast locals have undergone drink and drug driving testing as a part of a dedicated traffic operation. Local police carried out the scheme with just over 130 drivers drug tested, 16 reportedly testing positive to illicit substances. Another 75 drivers were issued with on-the-spot fines for various breaches of road rules. One driver has been reported for driving while disqualified. And with the summer holidays rapidly approaching, Limestone Coast residents are being reminded to stay sun smart. It comes off the back of figures showing three quarters of us forget to reapply sunscreen. Heather Walker from the Cancer Council says it's not just for holidays either.
So it seems that people aren't using sunscreen in settings where they're still exposed to UV, but it's not that typical beach or you know, pool setting. So it's really important that people remember whenever they're outside to use sun protection.
The summer months have hit the region. Limestone Coast families encouraged to enrol their kids in Royal Life Savings Vag Swim program. The scheme works to grow swimmer confidence as well as learning personal survival activities and basic emergency procedures. We can find out more at vagswimsa.com.au. And Limestone Coast producers are being urged to put their hand up for funding. The federal government launching round two of the Smart Farm Small Grants program. Cherie Coleman has the story.
The scheme supports farm innovation, helping to improve water security and promoting climate smart farming. Barker MP Tony Passon has backed the call, saying the first round of funding was highly competitive and strongly encouraging those who've missed out to apply again.
And in sport, round six of Activate Mount Gambier's mixed netball comp will see the region's top sides go head-to-head. The resignators are set to take on Not Fast, Just Furious this week. The Vikings will be looking for a win over the EastEnders side. Angry Ants and Stress Balls are set to face off as netball knockouts look for a win over the Goal Rejects. The Hotshots will be looking for a higher place on the ladder as they take on Mission Slim Possible. Right across the region, that's the latest update for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.